This is episode number 43 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of September 15th, 2008. Coming up on today's show, we have this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we talk about game company mergers and takeovers. Follow that up with new releases, listener email, and the covert question of the week.
Hello and welcome to episode number... What episode are we on?
43.
Episode number 43 of the Interactive Distractions podcast.
Been waiting all week for this.
Oh, yeah. My name is Chris Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey, guys.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
Man.
We're down.
Short week this week because we recorded on Saturday. But
it does. It seemed like just yesterday or Sunday, as I thought.
But we have a show for you anyway. Jason, what's up?
How are you?
I'm super stressed. Oh my God. Oh, no. It was next week. And it's all Jeff's fault. I was doing fine until he's like, man,
I can't come.
Suck.
I'm lame. Yeah.
I can't. I want to be there. I'll be there in spirit. You know what you need to do? Get a big cardboard cutout of me with a microphone. Just put it behind you guys.
Have you been in on those emails? I thought that we cut you out of those. That was one of our ideas.
Shit. Okay, weird. Jerks. Okay, cool.
I was thinking puppet, but I couldn't find any flannel shirts small enough.
Isn't that just
This is our token Canadian Jeff. Hey, guys!
And you guys are wearing overalls.
No, I'm up to my eyeballs and cameras and microphones and wires and... See, now I'm starting to freak out because doing like an audio podcast and a video podcast.
Yeah, and I still have a microphone weekend. To give you.
So, all right. Okay, we have a week to go. All right. Oh, shit. All right. Jeff, go.
Not stressed out about that.
Because you're up.
Unfortunately, well, listen, I can't make it. I know it fucking sucks, but some stuff came up and I can't justify going there. I want to really bad, actually. Tanya knows. She knows how grumpy I've been the past like few days. Of course, because
well,
you guys are talking about it all the time. Possibly.
Yeah, send her down. We'll put
actually,
her on the podcast.
She's actually one of the reasons why we can't, because she just got a new job, so she can't get vacation time.
Oh, sure.
But
I'm,
her.
I'm like, she can call in sick for 2 days. I don't see what the big deal is. But other than that, yeah, it works okay. Playing some games. Chillaxing. That's about it. Nothing new.
Cool.
What about you, Chris?
Similar to Jason. It's pretty surprising that AWA is creeping up on us so quickly. It's like, especially because it's kind of early this year. It's usually the last week of September, but because the last week of September is like late this year, I guess they decided to do it the weekend before or something.
Did you say it's late?
I don't know. If it's one of those things like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the last Thursday of the month, unless the last Thursday of the month is like the 30th, and then it's the second to last Thursday of the month. You know, it's weird, okay. But yeah, with that, and then we have a couple friends that live up in Connecticut that are getting married, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get up there for that, and that's happening on the 11th of next month, so just lots of stuff going on.
Cool.
No shit.
Stressful, but cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, two of my friends had babies today, too.
Oh, yeah, so Candy had a baby.
Anna had twins today. I'm like, God, luckily they're at the same hospital, so it'll be a nice
that's quick, one easy visit.
Who?
Yeah, convenient visit. Mm-hmm. Anna from Lisa's work. She had twins.
Oh, very cool. And they're at the same hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient is that?
Yeah, the twins are at the same hospital.
I don't know if twins is like a blessing or like a kick in the face.
I think she's feeling like it's a kick in the face right now.
She? Yeah.
She'll love them just the same.
That's what we want, believe it or not.
It's not talked about kids.
One fell swoop.
Okay, fine.
Is that why you're not coming, Jeff?
Yeah. What, all the kids running around?
Nice. Cool. All right.
Where are we?
Well, let's get on with it. Jason, what's distracting you this week?
Games and stuff. And I'm going to make it short because it's really nothing different. I will say, however, that I finally beat the first fucking stage in Bionic Commando Rearmed on Super the Fucking Hardest.
On Super the Fucking Hardest.
I'm awaiting your applause. Come on, people. It is really hard.
Ow. I never tried it on Super the Fucking Hardest. I was actually disappointed when it wasn't actually called Super the Fucking Hardest when I looked in the menu. I was like, damn it.
You're like, but Jason said. Let's see. Well, all this talking
about
Left 4 Dead.
Capcom right now.
Let it be known that I'm a huge zombie fan. I'm actually wearing a shirt right now that says I heart shooting zombies.
Nice.
But I've been playing Dead Rising. Cool. And I also started playing Zombie Panic, which is that Half-Life 2 mod. Mm-hmm. That's a ton of a lot of fun.
Did you
that's
play
a lot like Left 4 Dead though.
Thing before?
The thing before?
Yeah, you know, not the thing before. The first game you said, Dead Rising. Have you played it before or did you just pick it up cheap or what?
I picked it up cheap finally. I had played it before. I hadn't played it all the way through. And I got it for, I think, $20.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know why I waited so long to get it. Super fun.
I've only played the demo.
I couldn't get into it. I think it was because I got my ass handed to me all the time because there's only one save point.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I thought you can save anywhere, just that when you start your game, it just starts in the same place every time, right?
No, it's archaic. A lot like the old Resident Evil typewriters.
You have to go back and fall asleep
in a couch or something. Yeah, you have to go back to the office every time you want to save the game.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's the only way you can get, it's like a lot of times that'll be, you'll run out of like items that replenish your health and you have to go back to get, get an item.
But holy shit, is it not gratifying? I mean, you've just got like throws of zombies everywhere and you're bashing their head in with mannequin pieces
with anything you can find. That's what's really great about the game is that it's anything you can find.
Yep.
Like hey,
I walked into
a plant.
Like a children's clothing store and I put on like a horse head or something like that, and then I put on like a kid's outfit, which is extremely too small for me, so you can like see my hairy belly underwear underneath and stuff. It's hilarious.
You're talking about the game, right?
What?
You're talking about the game, right?
Yeah, the game. Got my favorite Pokemon shirt on. Busting up some zombies.
Nice.
I had to pause it. I had to run back and save because Bob the Builder was coming on. All right, that's enough of that. Yeah, I haven't been playing too much where they were coming up. I even got a beta invite to the new WoW expansion. And I'm like, son of a bitch, the worst possible time. How could you do this to me, Blizzard? You know I want to play, but I can't.
How does that work? If you were to do it and you build up a character, is that character erased once the game comes out, or do you have to keep them?
I think it's erased because I'm pretty sure it's on like a beta server.
So basically you're wasting your time.
You get into play the game early.
Yeah, but what's the point when it's like when the game comes out, then you're like, hey, I got to play the game early for a few weeks, and now I'm starting all over again.
Some people are just that sick, Jeff, like myself.
Okay.
There's not much I can do about it.
Right. I hear you.
Anyway, that's my week.
Cool. That is your week.
Jeff, go for it.
Start with what? Last night was funny because I wanted to play something, but I didn't know what I wanted to play. So it's one of those things where I messaged one of my friends on Xbox Live. So we just started doing a private chat. And then he was playing, I can't remember what the hell he was playing. He was playing something that I didn't have. Madden or something or whatever. And I started playing, what did I download? Oh, I tried The Last Guy on PSN.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really like it. I was like, I played it. I was like, oh, okay, I see the point. Whatever, I can't see myself getting into it. So I didn't buy it. So I'm going through the thing while talking to my buddy, which is really cool, like the chat, which is funny. I'm on a PS3, he's on his 360, we're talking through Xbox Live. Then his girlfriend, so his wife, started making fun of us because like, okay, you guys aren't playing anything, but you're talking over Xbox Live. And he's like, yeah, she's like that's kind of gay. I'm like, why is that gay? She's kind of like, well, it's kind of like just calling up one of your guy friends on the phone and being like, yo dude, what's up, what do you want? Nothing, dude. Just want to chat.
How was your day?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, yeah, it is kind of ridiculous. All right, we better start playing something. But anyway, before we get to there, we're talking about, I was telling him that I should get Soul Calibur, and that I should get, he's telling me I should get Tekken. So I'm just going through the store looking for Tekken, and I clicked on it. I think I might have did one too many clicks, and it says that I bought it. Like, it has a shopping bag thing on it, but it never started to download anything. So I was like, it's kind of weird. So I checked the download list. It wasn't on there. I went back in the store. It said I purchased it, but I was like, well, weird. I don't see it anywhere. So maybe I didn't. Maybe it just said, like, I was just hiding my shopping cart or whatever. So I went to work today and I have an email because I have all my emails confirming stuff to go to my work account because I do nothing at work and I might as well get an email sent there. So I get a thing over PlayStation Network saying, hey, your whatever was charged this amount of money for this. And I was like, what the fuck? So I'm pretty sure I can just go in there and re-download it, right, for free?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah.
All right. I better be able to.
I do that on start Christmas account all the time. No.
The witch?
Kidding.
So now I have Tekken. I didn't really want it because I originally was going to buy it because I thought that the whole thing together was $20, like the online expansion plus the game. Then I found later that online expansion is another $9.99. So I was like, or $6.99 or something. I was like, wow, that sucks balls.
Yeah. The only thing that got me about that was that when they released it in Japan, when they released the combination in Japan, it was $20.
Yeah.
And then they brought it out over here and they made it $30. I'm like, why are you doing that? Just make it $20 and I'll buy it.
So I might just fork it with the extra $10 as much as I bitch about it. Because I bought it to play online and I bought it by accident. Once I realized you had to pay, I was like, oh, I don't want to buy it. I thought I backed out, didn't back out. So now I paid for it, so might as well get the online too. You bastard.
I think so. I'm going to end up picking it up too because, I've been meaning to for a while, but the VG Evo Friday Fight Nights is going to be some tech connections.
So. Yeah. That's a good point. You know what? There you go. You just made me feel better just about my purchase.
You're good.
All right, cool. He'll be getting it. I know Michael Harris is going to be playing it. Some other VG Evo people. We're good to go.
Yep.
So anyway, so then we decided to play something like Simple. So we actually started playing Doom on Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, wow.
And then we realized our connection sucked, so that blew. And then we played Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. That game is freaking hard. We actually, like, playing that game, though, was weird just because it wasn't like we're really paying attention. We're just like talking the whole time about like different games or whatever, but we're actually playing the game mindlessly. And before we knew it, we're at like the last level, the second last level, but then we ran out of continues, so we couldn't beat the game.
Yeah,
it's still fun, though. And what else have we been playing? Too Human. I know you're going to talk about that later, but so I'll wait till you start talking about it more deeply because you just beat it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Soul Calibur 4, of course. Like I said, it's all like Jason. It's all stuff I've been playing already. Nothing new. Playing crap load of the NBA Live demo. A shitload. I'd say I'd probably play that demo like 30 times.
Jeez.
Maybe more. Yeah. The shitty part is you have to watch this little introduction that's about 2 minutes long every time telling you about the dynamic DNA. But then what I do is I just keep playing the game. Because only as you play two quarters, each quarter is only 2 minutes. And then I just keep rematching and rematching over and over and over again. But it's fun. What else? I know I played something else. What the fuck? Oh, Pure Demo. Did you guys try that?
Pure? No, I haven't yet.
Game is awesome. I can't remember. I don't think I talked about this last weekend, did I?
No.
Last show. It is good. I thought nothing of it. I was like, I like MotorStorm. MotorStorm's been the only racing game that I've really liked in a long time because I like the kind of arcade stuff. And then I was like, I'm just going to download Pure. It's just sitting there. May as well try it. And it's made by Disney Interactive, so I thought nothing of it. But this game is fun as hell. It's like MotorStorm, but just on the ATVs, but you can do tricks and stuff off. Like you can launch yourself off ramps and do all these crazy tricks and stuff. And I don't know, the graphics are gorgeous. Like it beats. I couldn't believe. I was like, wow, this could be the best racing game looking game I've seen. It looks that damn good.
Wow,
and it plays wonderfully. It's got the one track it has on there is really long and really detailed, and you can go different paths and stuff like that. I recommend it to anyone. Download, at least give it a try, because if you're a MotorStorm fan, this will definitely. You should like it, and it might actually give more some red for its money, like which game to get, because I want to get one of the other ones. I just don't know which one I want to get, because I love MotorStorm, but this game made me like, wow, there might be another alternative.
So cool.
That's multi-platform too. I think you can get the demo for both on PSN and Xbox Live right now, not just Xbox Live.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, really. I haven't really played anything new. Chris?
I've been playing more Dungeon Explorer for PSP. It's something I just do to waste time. Someone asked me about it, and they were like, oh, you know, is it a good dungeon crawler for PSP? It kind of is, but only if you could find it for $10 like I did. I would, if you want a good dungeon crawler for PSP, I would suggest Dungeon Siege. It's probably the best one they have out for the system.
Loading times scare me on that. I've heard they're really bad.
What's that?
I've heard the loading times in Dungeon Siege is really bad.
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't actually played it, but I know that it's the only dungeon crawler I've seen for the PSP that was rated above like a 5.
Yeah.
Like from like cumulatively. So I mean, I have the original Untold Legends and I really like that one too, so I don't know. Also played some Castle Crashers. I ended up beating the single player campaign with my Red Knight.
Nice. Woo-hoo.
And it was hard close to the end, man. I'm telling you, because I did the whole thing where I maxed out his magic as soon as I can, because the lightning magic is pretty devastating. And it ended up that when I got to the last few stages, every time I was getting hit, it was like for 50 plus damage. And I was just getting my ass kicked. So I was going through potions like there was no tomorrow. I'd use four in a stage and then have to buy four more when I left the stage and all that kind of stuff. But had a lot of fun with it. And I actually started the Orange Knight, I think. Now I'm going through it with the Orange Knight. Fun game. If you have a 360, buy it.
It is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope they get that patch out because I really want to play that game online.
Mm-hmm.
So have you guys tried to play it online at all?
I just tried last night again and I can't do it.
Can't connect. No,
it actually did let us in. And we got in a game. We're like, oh, sweet. It's what's working. And about 2 seconds after we entered a level, it kicked us. I was like, that sucks.
Well, they said they're working on a patch as well as some downloadable content. So hopefully we'll see that soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time this week has been spent on Two Human. I played some more multiplayer with Chibi Knight, John, our buddy, and that was a lot of fun. He's been playing the hell out of it. He's got three characters that are level 30 something or above. And I think he just started a fourth character today.
Oh, wow.
So, what's that?
Indecisive much?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he really likes the game. So, but we were playing. He laughs when he plays the game with me because I'm like,
oh, you're like cursing up a storm.
Oh shit! All the little things about the game that I hate, they come out like extra on Xbox Live when I'm playing because you know when you're playing with someone else, there's like double the enemies.
Oh yeah,
which means there's double the polarity motherfuckers, which means you blow up twice as much, pretty much.
Yep.
So yeah, he laughs at me. He just, I mean, between the fact that he usually can't see me when I'm attacking because the berserker's so fast, and then me turning around and he sees a streak just going left and right, all of a sudden he sees the Valkyrie coming down to pick me up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but single player is actually much, much easier. And, you know, I still have this, I have a love-hate relationship with this game. You know, it's one of those things where I understand the game is bad. You know, it's not a good game. There's tons of problems. The camera is worse than anything I've ever seen, including Ninja Gaiden. As much as I like to complain about the camera in Ninja Gaiden, it is significantly worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
I've mentioned the polarity guys, the trolls that have the big hammers. When they slam the hammer down, it like does the shockwave. And the actual graphical representation of the shockwave is only a fraction of the actual
of what can hit you.
So yeah. You might be like twice the distance, you know, from the shockwave of what you thought was a shockwave, and you're still
that
get hit.
Bad. I'd say a couple steps outside of it, and you're pretty much still getting hit.
It depends on the troll, actually. From what I've noticed, some of the stronger ones have a larger area of effect.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. But yeah, but all of that stuff aside, the thing that still drives me crazy the most is the status effects and the fact that you can't cure them because I recently got hit by poison like in the last area, and it took down half my life, seriously. And it was just like, I can't do anything about this. So, I beat the game. I actually did somewhat enjoy the story. I didn't think it was bad. A lot of people are complaining about the levels and that they're very repetitive, but
yeah,
I didn't mind them that much.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I like the whole cybernetic feel of it, but I personally did not mind the environments that much. I thought they were kind of cool.
I really liked the first one, and I think the third one, the Ice Forest, I thought it got repetitive after a while, and same with the last one, the Hell or whatever. That got
the Ice Forest is very repetitive.
Yeah, just because it's so long. If it wasn't as long, I don't think it would be that bad. But it was. Yeah. It's like the longest level, at least as far as I know. It's like double the length of the first level and the third.
Yeah, the third level is entirely too short.
Yeah,
because it's like the first level is. I think the first level is like the perfect length.
Mm-hmm. I think the first level.
Yeah, the third level I think is significantly not significantly shorter, but it is shorter. And I was surprised at how short it was because I was actually enjoying that level a lot. And then the fourth level is. It's not as long as the Ice Forest, but it's still pretty long.
Yeah.
And
another thing that I don't know if either of us mentioned, but the bosses in that game suck so much ass.
It's
I, like it's weird nothing
because
but
I have less
sponges.
Problems fighting the bosses than I do like regular enemies.
Oh, well, and when I'm playing single player, the bosses are no problem. I remember playing this on co-op, the second boss, that which is a that regular, I can't remember the dude's name, and he does like nothing. He killed us a lot. It was basically bullet sponge. I had to keep running in, attacking him, dying. Running in, attacking him, dying. So I was all worried when I was playing single player. When I played him single player, he didn't even hit me. And I took him out in about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
But now in co-op again, there's a mid-boss. I think his name is Garm or something like that in the fourth stage.
Oh, you know, the
obviously
wolf?
It's kind of like the big dog thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which when I first saw that, I was like, that is cool. This is going to be an awesome boss fight. This is going to be pretty awesome. And no, not so much.
No, at all. It really wasn't.
Just aim at a certain spot to like twiddle him down with his gun with your guns. Then when he falls over, hit him. And that took about half an hour on co-op.
Yeah, because it takes forever. And I don't know if you noticed this, but every time I try and go in and melee him, I just get knocked away.
Yeah.
So I had to sit there.
You can't melee him until he actually goes down.
Yeah. And he only goes down for like a few seconds and then he's back up again.
Exactly. And then so you have to use your guns, which are really weak in that game. And then it's pissed me right off. We beat it. So at this point, I'm like, okay, it's saved. It said it to save something. So I'm like, okay, we'll go to the next room. I'm like, if this is a good game, good game design, which I should have known by now, I said the start of the next section, because you can only start at certain sections when you load your game, is probably right after that. So we go to play the next day. Nope. We start about a section before that, and then we have to fight that stupid thing again.
Really?
And of course, we beat it again. Yeah, so we beat it again. Then I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I don't have time to go to the next section. So we played for about 10 minutes longer. Like, hey, by now it should be a new section. I got to log off. I went into my menu to check to see where I could start my next game if I wanted to load it up. And it was still like section 4-3. I couldn't go to 4-4. So I'm like, oh my God, I have to fight that damn thing again when I go in to play it.
It must be different for single player then, because I actually beat the wolf this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I pretty much did exactly what you said. I went to the next room and then I ended up shutting the game off. Went to the next room, I saved the game, and then I shut it off. And when I started it back up again, it started me... it started me ahead of where I saved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, not for the co-op anyway. What if they do that so you can't just keep going right back to the boss, fighting them, and then... I don't know.
What would be... I don't see what the point would be, because, I mean, in the single-player mode, I had just turned over a new level when I got to him.
Mm-hmm.
And after I beat him, I swear I got barely any experience for it.
It's not so much experience, like what he drops. He drops some pretty cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. The loot he drops is pretty good. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, beat the game. Had a little like a half an hour before we were just going to start recording. So I decided to actually start up a bioengineer because, you know, they can heal. Yeah. So, much easier. I haven't really gotten that far, but he's level 5 already. And I've had no problem, you know, keeping my life up because his life actually regenerates over time.
That's a big help.
Yeah, huge help. His life regenerates over time. He's got the most hit points out of any class, and his gun damage is significantly higher than the Berserker is.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually been it's actually been much easier. Berserker seems to be one of the hardest classes to me, and
it's so up close. You just gotta. I thought it was hard. Just trick the Berserker is just master the air juggling and the finishers, and then you should be all right.
Yeah,
die a lot though.
I've been doing the trick like with the when I finally figured out exactly what to do with the polarity guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run in and shoot one up in the air, and then roll out of the way, let him hit the ground. He explodes and kills everything around him.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. But yeah, that's pretty much my week. I just. You know, two humans, what I spent the most time on. And, you know, last week I didn't feel like I put enough time into it to actually talk about it as much. But this week, beat the game.
Cool.
I'm still going to play it. As I said, it's a love-hate relationship thing. I keep going back to it because of the loot.
Yeah. And, something I keep going back to too.
Yeah.
I thought
I thought originally it was going to be one of those things where there's so much loot, I'm not going to be, you know, interested. And that's really not the case. I will say that there's so much loot that I don't check every time
no, you
that
don't.
I got something.
I check every once in a while.
Yeah, I check like you know, every three or four rooms, I'll check what I've gotten.
I won't, and I don't even check unless I get an orange. That's what I've said to myself. Until I get an orange item, then I'll check all my other stuff. But if I'm just getting purple and blues, I don't even bother checking.
Oh yeah, like, by the time you get to the third stage, I mean, you switch auto salvage onto green by that point.
Mm. Oh yeah,
and just be done with it because all that shit's. You know, I still get blue items that are pretty good, but all the green items are trash by the time.
Did you notice when you did the auto salvage, does it take whatever it is you set it to and anything underneath that? So if I go blue, will it auto salvage blue and green?
Yeah, I'll do blue, green, and gray.
So anything underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I think I'm just going to set it to like blue, I guess, and just so I can just get purple and orange.
Yeah.
You still alive, Jason?
Oh, yeah. Still here. That's
cool. Yeah, that's it. That's my week.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty short week. Understandable.
Let's talk about some news.
All right. Some news. Short weeks. News. Some people at Ensemble Studios might be having some short weeks coming up because it looks like Microsoft is shutting them down after Halo Wars is released this year. I think it's this year or early next year. I don't think there's
something
like that. Set, which is a little bit crazy, but
I hope it's just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. They haven't come out and said actually that they're actually laying people off. What they've said is they're closing down the studio, and then the they said development leaders will be absorbed into other Microsoft studios, or actually they'll be forming a new studio. I think they're just doing it because I think they want to, as much as they keep saying we want PC gaming to be like striving and want to have something to contribute, I think they're like, you know what, let's just focus on the console. Ensemble Studios is probably known for PC development because of Age of Empires and what's it called? What was the other one? Age of, I want to say Mythology, but it wasn't Mythology, was it? Come on, Jason, you're a PC guy. Age of, it is Age of Mythology, I think.
Yeah, it is. RTS is not my thing.
Yeah, nah, true. So I think they're just going to basically focus on consoles because this doesn't make sense to me. Like Halo Wars, whether it's a good game or not, it's going to sell a shitload just because it's Halo.
Yeah, because it has the name Halo in it. That's all you need.
There, but hey, looks like it was started off as rumor last week. It was confirmed this week by Microsoft. So to those people, good luck. Hopefully they get absorbed to another company. And usually, you know what? It's a good studio. Every single game they've put out has done really, really well. So they're going to get picked up by somebody if there are indeed layoffs, which there probably will be. Okay. Cutting people from a studio, price cut to a console, 360 cut their prices last week. Apparently, 360s are flying off the shelves, and some retailers are reporting an increase of up to 100% increase in sales since the price drop, which has only been a week, so it hasn't been that long. Also, takes with a grain of salt because this is coming from Microsoft themselves, so they could be like,
inflating their own little
spin to it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No real way to find out till NPDs come out, but it makes sense. I mean, when your system now is cheaper than the Wii, And $199 has always been the magic point for any console, any generation. Once a console hits $199, that's when it seems to like really take off.
Take off, right.
It's just too bad it's the arcade system. You know, it's like...
I know. Anyone who buys it, yeah, it's kind of getting ripped off.
Yeah. But this makes sense, though, because you can put together your accessories and get an arcade system with a hard drive, with a headset, HDMI cable for cheaper than an Elite if you shop right, so... Hey,
that's true.
Smart people out there actually save money from this. Yeah. So good on them. All About Monies, Madden, Peter Moore from EA, ex-Microsoft fame, has come out and said that Madden has brought in $135 million in the month of August, basically coming in bragging, saying that it came in more than any other blockbuster movie that came out in that month, which is like Tropic Thunder, Pineapple Express.
Saying a whole lot.
I know.
Still.
Yeah, but
it's
still
pretty good bragging.
That's a crap load of money. And it's Madden. Madden sells a lot.
Madden
and of course, but I always, this always bugs me though when they compare it to the movies, because a movie ticket costs like, what, $13, whereas a video game is $60. So.
Yeah.
Right.
And but $13 is actually very high for a movie ticket.
Well, this is Canadiana. Dollars I'm speaking here.
Yeah, so. But okay, yeah.
So I don't
it's just that like matinees here right now are like seven.
Oh really?
Yeah
I think matinees here, then, when you find them, are like nine, so it's a little bit more.
Yeah, our night shows are nine, I think, around this area.
Your night show? Oh really? So your matinee, that's weird. So when you go to a theater at nighttime, it's actually cheaper.
No, $9 for a ticket at night and $7 for a matinee.
Okay. I wasn't listening. Sorry.
Happy 11. If anybody's interested.
You're a
this
witch?
This is really interesting.
Of course. Well, what you might be more interested in is PSO hitting the DS in Japan.
Yeah, winter. I am.
And not only is it hitting the DS, and it's going to have your whole, you know, whatever that's called, the ad hoc play, it's going to actually have Wi-Fi.
Online, bitches!
Online. PSO for DS.
It's online, and it has cowboy hats.
This needs to come
and
here.
Chris just, you know, did the D as boxers, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly.
No, that was yesterday when I heard the news.
But yeah, basically, I feel like you guys think probably the same kind of style. It's kind of probably going to be the same game as the PSP version, just downgraded slightly.
We're both kind of hoping for PSU play.
We're hoping for PSU combat.
Combat-wise.
But it sounds like what they're doing is they're actually going back to the PSO version of the game.
They're going back to the class race mix
that they did with PSO. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be a lot like that. And the look and feel of it looks a lot like that. But I really would like to see them do some sort of combination between the combat of PSU and like just throw in the fierce button from PSO. You know?
Yeah, just throw in one extra button. Like, so you're doing one extra thing.
Right. Because the photon arts and stuff for PSU, I mean, it makes the combat for me. It's so much fun.
Do you think it'll happen though? I mean, we're talking DS, stylus control.
No, well,
I wouldn't mind that with stylus control as far as I'm concerned. Like,
really?
It looks like they're still using buttons. the stylus control looks like they're going to give you the, do you remember the customizable smileys that you can make in PSO?
Yeah.
It looks like you're going to be able to draw whatever you want and send it for chat that way. Mm-hmm. But it looks like they have a button layout just like PSO did, from what I saw in the scans.
That'd be all right.
Yep.
I'll look again.
Cool. A couple days ago, or might have been like last week, I can't remember. I don't think we mentioned this in news, but Fallout 3 in Australia, of course, Australia, they always have to be tight asses about what they put in the video games and that sort of thing. Basically told Bethesda they had to remove any kind of reference to any kind of drugs in the game. And they're not talking drugs like illegal drugs or kind of get on the street. We're talking like prescription drugs, stuff like, I don't even know what was in it. I'm going to guess stuff like Prozac and shit like that, or Zoloft or whatever. I'm guessing there's some kind of reference with those in the actual game. So Bethesda removed them, and not only did they remove them from Australia, they removed them for all regions of the game.
Oh,
so even North America, if you're in Europe, if you're in Australia, if you're in Japan, any kind of realistic reference to any of these drugs are going to be removed, and they're going to put in fake names. I'm hoping they make fun of Australia somehow by putting in the fake names. That'd be funny. Yeah.
I actually prefer like parodied names as opposed to something more realistic. I think it fits the world more. Like what it is. Anyway,
well, it'd be cool if they parody them and you know what they're actually like making fun of. But I just don't want to make it. I don't know if they just make up random drug names. It's kind of like, oh, okay,
Fizz Bitch.
Yeah, Fizz
Bitch. Banana
and gun.
Gun.
In a rocket can. More guns are going to be in Resistance 2, Sony's big killer app for this holiday. The beta sign up has just started. So, well, by this, it hasn't just started. By the time you hear this, it was actually a few days ago. So you can go to beta.myresistance.net to sign up for your beta key, and they'll just kind of, I guess, randomly pick people out of there and get you in there. That's if you didn't get in one of the other ways, which was, I believe, GamePro had some keys they gave away. And I'm sure if it hasn't been announced yet, I'm sure one of the core things will probably have it, because they've had one for pretty much every other game.
Actually, I think Core Episode 2 had it or something, didn't it?
Did it already have it?
Yeah, I think there was one that already had it.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. So if you're not in Core or you don't do it the GamePro way, go to, there it is, beta.myspace.net. Check it out.
I signed up.
My Resistance. You should too.
I will. Resistance 2 looks badass.
Yeah, it does.
Another badass looking game. Jason mentioned it before. Left 4 Dead. Looks pretty hype.
Yes.
Looks pretty awesome. Dedicated servers. Yes. No lag. Well, very little lag. Lots of zombies. Apparently, we're going to test out the game early because there's going to be a demo.
Yes.
What's his face from Valve? I always say what's his face because I always get him mixed up with Carmack. What the hell's his name? Come on, guys. Help me out here. Carmack's the ID guy. Valve guy is...
He's Valve guy. He said there's going to be a demo. I don't care what his name is.
That's right. Just when is the demo coming out?
Gabe Newell, that's it.
Yeah.
There you go. Gabe Newell.
Gabe Newell. No release date yet. But
ah, fuck that.
Yeah, but well, they said the end
no
of
release
they
date
said,
for the demo.
Sorry? Yeah,
that's what I mean.
No release date for the demo.
No release date for the demo. The game's coming out in November.
Okay. Yeah.
But so I'm guessing the demo will probably be out, depending on how they do it, probably mid-November to maybe a week before the game comes out or something.
If it comes out next week, I might have to skip AWA. I'm just
how about the week after next? How about that?
Okay, fine.
Well, since I'm not going to be at AWA, and I was thinking I need something to do because I don't know what I'm going to do if I'm not going to have a podcast to do on like the Thursday or, you know, can't chill with you guys in the virtual space and play podcasts. Yeah.
You got the week off, man.
Exactly. I was thinking, you know, I need something to keep my mind occupied. Hmm. And then I realized that Microsoft is having not a contest of sorts, but they're renaming their games for Windows Live, which is kind of ridiculous to name in the first place. And they're doing a whole relaunch. They're relaunching that just like they're relaunching the Xbox Live thing this fall because they're going to go all free and stuff for Windows. So they don't know what they're going to name it. They want to rename it something. They want help from people. So you can go to one of their websites and you can either vote on some of the names that they have or you can submit your own. So I was thinking, well, maybe I could do that because that will take some time. That's pretty cool. And
head down to the diner, scratch them all off on, you know, on a napkin or something, send them in.
Exactly. I'm sure you guys will be doing the same in between takes or whatnot and the fun you're going to be having.
I have a list of names I'm going to send them already.
Yeah. What's number one on it?
Live Quickie Mart.
I like that.
That's pretty funny.
I can't take credit for that. It's in the 1UP news story that you put up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's down at the bottom. It says, to get your creative juices flowing, here's a few suggestions. Games for Windows, Live Shop-O-Rama, Live Quick Mart, Live Large Hard-On Colander of Merchandise, Live Money Hole, Live Not Steam.
Live Not Steam. That's awesome. And Steam's, you know, that Steam's what everyone cares about. So my thing is I don't know.
I think we should call it Live.
Who gives a shit? And that's pretty much no one in the PC community is going to give a shit.
Nope. Sorry.
And neither am I. So that's not what I'm going to be doing when you guys are in AWA.
That's good because we'd have to send you psychological help.
Yes, and I'd expect it.
But you know what, Jeff? I got to applaud you, man. You transitioned awesome that entire
time.
No
shit.
Thank you.
I was fully ready to give you props.
I think the only one that you didn't have a transition was Fallout 3, and I can forgive that because we were talking about
it. Yeah, I didn't know how to do it. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, going from Phantasy Star to Fallout, that's kind of tough. So
yeah, it is
tough.
And
you even did shit on the fly. Like, you'd roll off of us. I swear to God, people, we did not plan that.
No, no way.
That was all Jeff right there.
The whole gun thing where Resistance has guns. I was like, fuck.
Speaking of guns, I mean, they're loose, but they're still cool.
Exactly. Yeah. I still throw them out there, you know, got to do something. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. You. All right.
He's
let's take a break.
A pro, people, right before your
that
eyes.
That was the news. I'm all grown up.
43 episodes. We're maturing now.
We're finally getting okay. Yeah.
Our show, you can listen to it without cringing, maybe.
Well, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's do it.
We'll come back, talk about company mergers. We'll do some new releases, emails, and question of the week. So stay tuned. And we'll be back when we feel like it.
Good luck. Sounds good.
All right, mic check. Check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer. Got my Doritos. Check my perks here. Yeah, sweet. I'm gonna kill me some terrorists. Ain't never gonna know what hit him. That's right, bitches. I'm coming for you. Get ready to reap the whirlwind. Game, set, match, motherfucker. Get ready. There's no stopping.
Hey, hon. Can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch. Every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Welcome back. Welcome.
No, you're
back,
welcome.
Welcome back. Sorry. I'm a little delirious now, but I did find alcohol in my house, so I feel better.
That's good. Feel better about yourself.
I do. Alcohol good always things. Makes me feel better about myself. I'm down on myself a lot. I have a very low self-esteem. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so today we are talking about company mergers and how they affect the gaming industry. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass it over to Jason.
Well, Chris, before you pass it to Jason,
okay,
I suggest that we do something different this week and we read an email.
What?
Should we do that first?
Yeah, I think we should do that first.
Did we get any emails? I don't know.
Did we? I didn't get any.
Yeah, we got one.
We got one. Sweet.
All right. Now that the game's been changed, all right, let's read an email here.
Keep changing it and then like changing that. It back every week. I don't understand.
All right. This one's from Adam North, otherwise known as El Norte, which
is Spanish for
North.
The Norte. Yeah,
the Norte.
I had to throw that in there.
That was the porn star, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but did we work that out before?
His cousin, cool. Peter.
It is now. Yes.
He's one of the co-hosts over at Welcome to the Goo, founder of the VG Evo.
He's one of the gooey co-hosts.
Yeah. Anyway, he writes, "Hey guys, I feel that company mergers in the video game industry can have both a positive and a negative effect for us, the gamers. First, for the negatives. Mergers generally are all about the almighty dollar, with one company trying to advance its position within the overall industry. This eventually leads to a lack of innovation as developers continue to respawn popular titles to increase the revenue and bottom line of their shareholders. So many sports games lack any real advance from year to year, but they continue releasing them annually like clockwork. The same can be argued of most first-person shooters. There's so many clones of the same five or six originals that they get sickening sometimes. But I also think that there are positives that can come out of mergers. There are many times when mergers are the only way that some of the favorite franchises are saved from the death. From the death. Old games are brought back after years of retirement from time to time as well. Sometimes the mergers can also lead to cross-genre games that we'd never thought we'd see. If Square Enix had gotten Tecmo, imagine what they would have done with some of those franchises. Overall, it's a difficult question that doesn't really have a good answer. It also needs to be taken out on a case-by-case basis, and after some time has passed, because we just don't know until games started after the merger take a long time to complete. Great show, guys. Keep up the good work. El Norte, a.k.a. Adam from the Goo.
Thank you, Adam from the Goo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gooey Adam.
Gooey Adam.
He's my new best friend because he likes the same song that I like over at Overclock Remix.
Which one?
Called Terra in Black from Final Fantasy VI. Wow. We're buddies. He doesn't know it yet, though. We're tight.
Adam, Jason is secretly a fan of yours.
Yes.
Cool.
Hello, internets.
Well, definitely there are positives and negatives. He mentions it being all about money, and in a way, I kind of think that's true. And part of that can be seen. I mean, he's taken the cons and basically, I mean, everything I see is EA when he's talking about it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, he's talking about respawning titles and sports titles and that kind of thing, and EA's attempt to hostily. Take over Take-Two, that's a tongue twister, is a perfect example of what he's talking about. Because, I mean, they're trying to monopolize that section of the sports market so that they don't have to work as hard. At least that's my thing.
I might be the only one that actually, I wanted them to take over Take-Two for the sports franchises. And only because I think, they already have football locked up. We already know Madden. Everyone's saying Madden 09. Like, I know neither of us got it, but said this is the best Madden in a long time. They actually improved it a lot.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And their hockey game is definitely awesome. And their basketball is somewhat lacking. And I actually, because EA does the presentation thing really, really well in sports games. Like, I don't think any other sports game comes close, whether it's hockey, basketball, soccer, or football or anything. It just doesn't come close. Like they just, cause they get all like the ESPN licenses and all that kind of stuff. And they just kind of go out there and it's like real broadcasting. They got their in-depth graphics engine and almost all of them look good. Like NBA Live looks way better than the 2K basketball game, but 2K's plays really well. So I was hoping if they did take over 2K, they had to get the basketball team to basically take the engine of Live or take the engine of 2K, basically spruce up the graphics, use the assets that they have for Live, their presentation, and basically make the perfect basketball game. Same they could have done with hockey, because although NHL was better overall, 2K's hockey did have some things that it did better. Like it was kind of more sim-like. Some of the animations and certain things looked better. I just thought it would make the perfect hockey game. But of course, the downfall of this is they'd have 1 year of a kick-ass sports, but then they'll have no competition, and then they can just, you know, rest in their laurels for the rest of the way through, which would overall suck. But I did get excited for a bit. I was like, I don't know, they could make actually like the perfect sports games if they actually merged. It'd be awesome for a year.
Yeah, I guess it's all dependent on how they handled it after the merger happened. You know, it's one of those things that I would be afraid for the teams over there at 2K. And I guess it's not really a big worry because, I mean, they've absorbed teams before and they keep the team together making games. Mm-hmm. So EA basically becomes like this huge, powerful publisher for them. And they can throw advertising money at them. They can throw development money. And I mean, that's one of the another pro about like the whole, you know, absorption thing. It's like smaller developers that normally wouldn't have the type of money and the type of capital to put out a game and to actually advertise a game that might be really, really good. Getting absorbed by a company like EA would give them that funding and give them that capital.
Oh, exactly. Like 2K, the 2K hockey and basketball have been better for years, for many years. And just people still bought like Live and NHL because I was working at EB during the time and I got so mad when people would come in and be like, because every sports game they come out on the same day, they like head to head, and they'd come in and be like, oh, can I get NBA Live like 2002? I'd be like, dude, get 2K, it's way better, it's way more realistic. They're like, what are you talking about? No way, Live's way better. But buying Live since like Lakers versus Celtics and NBA playoffs way back then, it's the best. And like they couldn't get out there because they couldn't. 2K was, well, they're small at the time. Actually, it wasn't even 2K who owned them. I think it was Sega. Sega started the whole 2K sports, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like with Visual Concepts and stuff like that. And they couldn't get the name out there. And then they actually eventually, when 2K took over, I think it was in 2006, they had to release their sports games at $29.99 and $19.99 in the States. These are brand new. The year they're going up against EA's games, which were whatever, $59.99, $49.99.
Yeah.
And remember, EA got so scared, especially with Live, because a lot of people were buying up the 2K, they actually dropped the price of Live by, I think, $20 after 2 weeks it was being on the shelf. Because they actually first started to, you know, getting outsold by 2K. And I mean,
well, they did that with
though.
The football game too. Because, you know,
Madden, they did it with everything.
Yeah. Madden was $49 at the time. And, you know, 2K, whatever it was, I think it was like 2K5 or whatever, came out for $20
or something. Yeah. And even at that time, like, it's arguably, people will argue that the 2K football was even better than Madden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know for a while it was. And then
and that's where the them going out and buying up all the licenses, that's where it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? I mean, 2K proved that they could do this new model where they were actually taking, because they knew they were just taking assets from the old game and they weren't, you know, putting it wasn't as much development time or whatever, but they could afford to sell the game for $20. And, you know, and that's where EA got scared and they started buying up the licenses.
This is true. But I don't know. In that kind of situation, it kind of sucks in the long term anyway.
That's where it makes it difficult. I mean, that's not really a merger thing though. That's a licensing thing. But it's kind of similar in the way that it's a big company throwing their dollars around to get something that they normally would not be able to get, I guess. The pro that he mentioned in his email, Adam did, is like favorite franchises getting, you know, getting saved and Reborn getting visited again. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of an example of that. Do either of you?
I honestly can't. I can think of one that was killed by a merger.
Which one?
ActRaiser.
Was that killed by a merger?
We never saw another ActRaiser after Enix merged with Square.
Huh.
And that's one thing that sucks, because when you merge with, like, when the bigger company absorbs the smaller company, and I remember back in the day, it was Enix and Square. Whatever label you saw on that role-playing game, you could buy it, know you're getting a great game. But yeah. When they merged, they became this huge company, based like the EA of like role playing. And they started putting out shit after shit that's based on Final Fantasy characters, that's side quests of Final Fantasy, and they just stopped taking chances. Like, it seems like Enix were the ones that were kind of doing original stuff at the time and just doing things that were a little bit different. Square kind of stayed to the traditional kind of style. And then once they got merged, it was like, hey, listen, we're just taking you guys who are great programmers. We're just going to put you on these projects that may or may not suck. But you know what? It's going to have Final Fantasy in the name. It's going to sell.
Yeah. And that's another one of those mergers that, you know, things were going good for both companies, except for, you know, the movie, Final Fantasy movie. And then, you know, Enix came in and they threw out the merger and these companies merged. And, you know, now look at what we're looking at. I mean, I'm not going to put out a lot of complaint about it because some of these games that they're bringing out, I haven't played, but they're just going back and remaking old games, over and over again, to a point that's good. To another point, that's bad because they're making these old, they're just redoing these old games. They're not coming up with anything original when that's what a lot of people are really hoping for is some original content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, like we're getting Dragon Quest IV this week on, for DS remade. I'm happy about that because I never played it. But at the same time, it's like, I still want you to be working on other stuff. You know, I want to see new stuff.
Don't make seven different games spun off of Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
Oh, wait, they already did that.
Yeah, I know. And they all sucked. Well, Crisis Core isn't horrible, I'll say that.
Not terrible. Yeah. Just not great.
It's average. It's above average. Yes.
Yeah, it is above average. I'm trying to think of when something was good happened. I don't know, like...
Jason, you got anything to chime in with as far as franchises that have been revived after a merger?
That have been revived? I've got a number that I've seen that have just kind of gone dead. You know, the Square Enix thing is a good example. You know, the Dragon Warrior games have...
Oh, they're done. They go? Yeah.
You know, I would love to see... Go ahead.
I could be wrong, but didn't Dragon Warrior eventually become Dragon Quest or no?
Dragon Warrior is Dragon Quest.
Yeah, it is Dragon Quest.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And Dragon Quest IX is coming out for DS, supposedly next year, I think, or maybe end of this year.
For DS? Because I really think that warrants its own console release, you know, not a handheld.
Well, yeah,
no, but they went there. They did that on purpose because DS is like the friggin' juggernaut.
Right. Right now, the DS has more consoles out there than anything. It has more units than anything. And it's the most popular, you know, the most popular gaming machine in Japan. And what better machine to put out one of the most popular, you know, RPG franchises on than DS?
Is that Square?
It's Square Enix, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another thing is they take their most popular franchise because it is probably their most popular franchise worldwide. I think Final Fantasy is kind of losing some steam, especially in Japan, but they're putting all their money into Final Fantasy 13 and all these other remakes. They put their best-selling franchise on a portable, costs them a fraction of the money to make, and they make a shitload of money more.
Yeah, Final Fantasy is still their juggernaut, but...
In North America, but I think worldwide.
Worldwide, it's still their juggernaut, but in Japan, Dragon Quest is the juggernaut.
Yeah.
So, and actually, Dragon Quest is being developed this time around and the last time around by Level Five, the guys that did Dark Cloud, Rogue Galaxy. They're doing White Knight Chronicles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not only are they putting it on a system that they know it'll sell a lot and it's easier to develop for, but they're also outsourcing the development. But at least they're outsourcing the development to a team that we know that can do it right.
Yeah. True, true.
So,
that is true.
I am very much looking forward to that game. But
who's doing Star Ocean? The next Star
Ocean. That's Treyarch. Treyarch? Is it? No, is that what they're called? Not Treyarch. Triace. I think it's Triace. Yeah.
Triace did Infinite Undiscovery, didn't they?
Yeah, they also did both Star Ocean 1, 2, and 3.
Gotcha.
So
cool.
I think so. Anyway, someone will correct me if I'm wrong.
There's he also talks about cross genre games. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually my thought when he said that is more of like mixing franchises and you know I'm gonna go back to Square Enix. I'm actually very surprised that we haven't seen anything crossing the Dragon Quest and the Final Fantasy universes together.
That is pretty surprising, actually.
Yeah, I mean it would sell everywhere because you're taking the two biggest RPG franchises in the world and putting them together into, you know, and crossing the universes, I can't believe they haven't done it yet. I mean, they have to have something in the works, because that's just, it's like a bucket of money waiting to be, you know, unloaded.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't make a difference to me, but Jason,
I don't really see it happening. I don't know, there's just two completely different. Then again, you know, we've got Sonic and Mario at the Olympics, so I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit. Jason, did we forget about DC versus MK?
No, we didn't, actually. We just locked it away deep in our dark recesses. Thanks for bringing that to light.
I was go ahead and say it. Thanks for talking about it, Chris. Thanks for reminding me.
If there's one company I'd want to see bought out, well, I think they were actually bought out once before they merged, and that would be Sega. Because then they wouldn't have to keep putting out the same shit that they do, just because they know Sonic will sell something and keep putting his, because they had such a good streak going when, especially the turn of the generation, when they decided to kill off the Dreamcast. And then, you know, that was like when Panzer Dragoon Saga came out, and then Panzer Dragoon Orta, but that sold like crap on Xbox. They never made a new one. Valkyrie, what's it called? Gun Valkyrie was awesome. Mm-hmm. They couldn't, all these franchises, they took risks, couldn't do it because they didn't have the money. They needed to rely on what they knew would sell. And I know I'm pretty sure, did they merge with Sammy, or did Sammy buy them?
I think they bought Sammy.
Did they
or
buy
maybe
Sammy?
It was just a merge? I don't remember. But then they also bought Platinum Games, right?
Yeah, I think so, sure.
Yeah. So they've got all three of those now in one unit. But I'm like, I'm still waiting to see something great from Sega again. You know, they've lost their way, you know, and you know, I could talk about the Phantasy Star series again, but it's like that's all they have, mm-hmm. you know, and even that's just a niche market. It's like there's not in Japan it sells like mad, sure, but here it's still just a niche market.
And I think it's just because they stick to what they know will sell, and they're too afraid to take these risks. Like the whole team Andromeda that were responsible for Panzer Dragoon, they don't even exist anymore, and I think some of them went to do Gun Valkyrie, and that, you know, apparently that didn't sell very well. And, you know, it's just going out the window with that. Like, they need, that's where I want to see somebody with money buy them up. But the only people I think that would give them the money to do that, it would have to be like one of the big, it would have to be like Microsoft or EA or like Square Enix, which would never happen. Like, none of these I don't think will ever happen.
Now, any of these companies
could
do it.
Really deep pockets.
Nintendo, Sony, any of them can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just I don't see it happening. I think Sega has too much pride to let something like that happen. The higher ups have too much pride, and even though they haven't put out crap for crap the past few years, you know, mm-hmm. they're still gonna hold on to what they have.
Mm-hmm. There's some positives too. I mean, look at EA, because everyone likes to, you know, just brand EA as the devil of gaming, and they've done so much harm and wrong in the industry. But of course things are changing the last couple of years anyway, but they've done some good things. Like when they bought out Criterion, everyone was afraid, holy shit, Burnout's gonna suck, it's gonna be like rushed out there, they're not gonna have any freedom. But Criterion's been like, they've given them all the freedom they want. They can release free stuff, free downloadable content. They're backing it up. So like, he's like, hey, you got Burnout Paradise out there, let's work on something new, forget it, you know, we'll support the game for a month, that's it, move on. And they haven't done that with Criterion anyway. And in fact, they're even coding the game to be put on PlayStation on PSN as a downloadable game. Yeah. So
that's one of the things that I was going to mention too, is you know, Criterion getting bought by EA, BioWare getting bought by EA. Both of these things
that scares me.
Well, it doesn't really scare me right now, because you know, EA hasn't actually thrown their weight around towards BioWare. BioWare is still doing what BioWare does best. Yeah. You know, they're still working on, you know, they made Mass Effect. They finished that off. They're working on the Sonic RPG, which I'm hoping will be good. They've got the KOTOR MMO that's rumored to be out there. Mm-hmm. So they're still, doing what they do best, except now they have this huge juggernaut that's helping fund their work now.
Yeah.
And in that case, I think it's a really good thing. Same thing with Criterion. I mean, Criterion made this incredible game in Burnout Paradise. Whether it's your type of game or not, you can't deny the fact that it's a high quality game with some visuals that like none other on this gen.
Oh, for sure. And, but this is why BioWare scares me, is because EA is also the king of multi-platform. And this is where Criterion wouldn't have been affected, because it would have had two teams working on 360, PS3. Did that come out on PC? I can't remember if it did or not.
Burnout? I don't think it did.
So they've always been multi-platform, whereas BioWare has usually been PC, 360 centric, and this is what scares me the most. Not that they would go multi-platform, because that's usually a good thing, but if you're already working on all these different projects, and then now EA says, you know what, we're going multi-platform, you have to come up with a version for PS3 now, or for the Wii, God forbid, and that's going to dilute their teams even more. And I love BioWare, they're great, but even when they're only concentrating on one platform or two, their games come out buggy as all hell. As good as they are, there's usually issues. And I'm just afraid that EA is going to, at some point, is going to say, listen, like Mass Effect 2, like I want to, like, I think it should be on all platforms, but if they're doing all these different projects and they're saying, okay, you know what, guys, time to do Mass Effect 2, get sure to have that code ready for 360, PS3, PC simultaneous release, go. I'm just like, holy crap. That's like adding another SKU to something they could take their time on and port it later, or where they can keep all their resources on one or two platforms at most. You know what? PC people hate me, but you know what? Screw the PC people for a bit. Make it just for PS3, 360, then port it over to PC. That's the one thing that scares me about the whole BioWare thing.
Fair enough.
They'd be changing the way they're actually used to by going multi-platform, whereas Criterion was always multi-platform. So they knew what they were doing.
You also have to think about it this way, too. I'm sure EA would get some of its other studios to help BioWare if they needed it with like PS3 development. I mean, Criterion made Burnout Paradise on the PS3. That was their platform.
That's the lead SKU.
So there's no reason they couldn't get some of the Criterion guys to come over and help BioWare get
That's leading to my point is that's diluting the Criterion team for whatever reason. It's all about timing, right? Whenever you're pulling resources from one team to another to work on something else, somewhere is going to be affected.
Yeah.
And if they don't time it right, it could be a big freaking horror story. But so far it looks like EA is being like, all right, you guys can do whatever you want, like go for it, go nuts, whatever, which was like the opposite that happened to, I'm kind of like jumping back actually, to Bungie when Microsoft bought them. Like on one hand, if Microsoft didn't buy Bungie, I don't think Halo would be close to what it is now if it wasn't for that. They wouldn't even be on the map. I don't think Halo would have done close to as well. But at the same time, is they were bought out by Microsoft and they had to work on Halo for what, 10 years? Or like 6 years, 7 years straight. And then luckily Microsoft let them like leave, but I mean, they were under their thumb for so long. And I think that kind of did hurt the games in a way. So I think there's a lot of things that they wanted to do that they weren't allowed to because Microsoft wouldn't let them, or that they had to leave out of the game because of Microsoft, or even release dates. Because as much as I like the Halo franchise, one was great. Two was not that great at all. Three was a definite improvement, but I think all three of them, or all two of them actually, could have been better than what they actually turned out to be.
Yeah, they were pretty similar.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to the next project, that they're independent again. Right. Which surprisingly is probably another Halo game, but...
You bring up a very valid point. I think another thing to look at was it's probably that Microsoft was getting them to work on the Halo games. And, you know, by 2 and 3, they were probably just like, we want to work on something different. You know, it's one of those things. And I mean, it's a very valid point, and it's very possible that that's the situation that happened.
Yeah. So. That happens a lot in games when there's mergers, whatever, people buy out like Rockstar, like, are they going to get sick of making Grand Theft Autos? If they got bought out by EA, well, actually, I don't see how would that work, because 2K, do they actually own Rockstar, or are they just signed as their publisher?
So 2K owns Rockstar, I believe.
They own Rockstar.
Yeah, it's a subsidiary of them.
Okay, because that'd be interesting, because that'd be, be like EA, like, hey, listen, you're GTA, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Forget about.
But I mean, that's what they're doing anyway. They're working on GTA Chinatown Wars.
Yeah, and, PSP.
Apparently, there's a Wii one that they're talking about doing now. They're saying that they still have a relationship with Nintendo and that they're working on something, or that they might be, or something. One other thing that you mentioned that I wanted to bring up was downloadable content, and this is a situation that it can go either way, right? It's like you mentioned EA and Criterion, and Criterion is releasing all this free downloadable content which is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's the new pack that's coming out with the motorcycles and like 10 extra hours of content? Yeah. They're just going to give it to us free. But on the other hand, you know, developers may want to give stuff out for free where they can't, because the company that is publishing them or the company that owns them is saying, hey, you need to charge for this. You can't give this away free. Mm-hmm. And what was that that happened?
Gears.
The Gears maps?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a situation where it's not that, you know, it's not that they own Epic or anything. It's just that they're publishing it, so they have control over it, and it's their, you know, they're saying you have to charge for this.
Yeah, which is weird, because I would have figured it would have come down to who has more pull. Not more pull, but Gears of War meant a shitload to Microsoft. Like, that's not a lie. That was the game that basically put 360 on the map. Like,
yeah.
Next generation's here, let's do it. And sure, Microsoft did let the first batch of DLC come on there for free, but it was only because Discovery Channel sponsored it. So they were getting some revenue somewhere for it. Then after that, it was charged for. It did go free eventually. But it makes me wonder, like, because everyone thought their relationship might have been sour, but couldn't, like, Epic just be like, listen, guys, like, if we don't give this stuff for free, forget it. Gears 2, going multi-platform.
Then it depends on the contract that they had signed when they originally...
Oh, of course. It all comes down to contracts and money.
Right. It all comes down to what the agreement was between Microsoft and Epic about Gears itself. I mean, I know that, you know, Epic still owns the Gears universe, I believe, but it's one of those things where there's an exclusivity deal there, and it all depends on what that exclusivity deal is.
Okay. So that being said, Criterion releases their stuff for free. And I'm sorry, but Criterion is not even close to the company that Epic is in terms of, like, how big they are and what they've released.
Size,
but do you think if Criterion wasn't owned by EA that they had that much pull? Because I bet you EA had a big part to play in that. Because if EA actually believed Criterion, like, you know what, we want to support you guys, because EA is huge. They could have said something, because I don't know why Microsoft has no problem with that stuff going on for free, but their biggest landmark game, which of course they can make the most money on, but that's where they had a lot of problems saying, no, like, we need to charge for Gears of War stuff, but not Burnout.
Well, I think that's more, that's a good point. And I think a lot of, a part of what that might be is because of the fact that, you know, Burnout Paradise is a multi-platform game. Cause, you know, Sony doesn't, you know, I haven't seen that they have any problem putting out stuff for free if the developer wants to put it out for free.
What has been for free though? Is there anything for free on it?
Not enough, that's for sure.
Because there's free on both. This is what gets me confused, because you have Microsoft saying that, developers saying that Microsoft prefers if everything's charged for, Sony doesn't, but there's free stuff on both sides of the fence, but there's stuff that you do have to charge for that doesn't make sense, that should be free. And I'm thinking somewhere, I think a lot of this has to do with the big name companies, because it seems like the big name companies are the ones that don't have to charge for it. So they could be worked two ways. They can pull their hierarchy, but they can kind of be like, hey, listen, pull their leverage with saying, hey, we're EA, we can, you know, screw you up. Or they could possibly maybe have a settlement to the side. Listen, Criterion will be free. You can just burn out stuff for free, but we'll give you X amount of dollars to have this be free, which is hard to believe coming from someone like EA, because everyone, EA is the devil. And oh my God, they would never do that.
See, I used to think that, and I don't think that anymore. I haven't done a complete 180, but I'm definitely not in the same boat I was this time last year. That's for sure.
And in regard to, like, the Criterion,
oh my God, Jason's
here. The free stuff. Hello. I heard someone from EA actually say that's actually just kind of a new stance that we're taking, you know, that this might help alleviate piracy by offering, you know, more.
That's right. They did mention that.
Downloadable content.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah, keep people,
keep people playing the game, keep them happy.
Yeah, and it's also helping. They're also doing it to try and keep people from trading in their games, so that they don't, you know, lose that revenue from used game sales. So keep your people playing the games longer, and you know, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's
a whole new EA. You know, we haven't talked about Blizzard Activision much.
Oh yeah, we have touched on that a lot. That's a merger. I think was literally just, dude, you guys make so much money off Warcraft. We're gonna merge and ship, but you guys can do whatever the fuck you want to.
Pretty much.
I really don't know what Blizzard was thinking about with that, because it's not like they needed to. I mean, it's not like they're
it shows that they're very reluctant to get into the console market, right?
Yeah,
and that they're kind of yin and yang in that respect. You know, Activision's a huge publisher, and you know, Blizzard's got the PC market locked down, so they're thinking they can join forces and each have an in on either side.
And that, again, it comes down to shareholders and stuff too, right? Because if that's something that I'm sure Blizzard's a public company like most of them are, and if that merger was proposed and shareholders want to take it, they pretty much have to, right?
Yeah,
it's like, hey, what else are we going to do? Then you have everyone selling and they lose control of their own company.
For the most part, it seems that they've been hands off of one another, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I think it was literally just like, hey, we'll join for the benefit of both of us, but you guys can run yourselves.
Like, what's happened to them since then? I know Activision's like scaled back on some of the games, like, you know, they lost like Brutal Legend and Ghostbusters and stuff.
But they didn't scale back up on Blizzard. They're not rushing StarCraft 2 out the gate. They're not rushing Diablo 3 out the gate.
Oh, I doubt they will.
Lich King's taking forever. No, they won't, because Blizzard
won't have it.
They know their shit.
Yeah,
that's just
Blizzard takes their time. Thing.
The Witch,
definitely. Blizzard takes their time.
Yeah, and it's a good thing too, because I mean they take their time. They put out a quality product every time, you know. So yeah, it was a weird merger, and I was very surprised by it when I heard about it. But you know, it's very evident that neither of them are really putting their hands in the other person's cookie jar.
No, but that was a surprise too. What the whole Tecmo thing? Now that Square Enix tried to buy them out, didn't happen. Now Koei apparently they're still in the running. I think I don't think they've actually turned down that yet. That one doesn't make sense to me, because I'm not going to say either of them are shitty.
No,
but no. I don't see this helping either one.
This is something that I heard. They were talking about this on the on 1UP FM, and I was listening to it, and it was Milky was talking about it, and he said that the reasoning behind them saying no to Square is because Tecmo is in the mindset that that they don't want to have their like previous games remade all the time, and it seems that that's what Square is doing, and that kind of confused me.
It's
too,
like when you have the remake of Ninja Gaiden.
I know. It's like you have three versions of one game in, you know, within 5 years, right? So, I mean, that kind of confused me, but I think that's what he said was part of the reasoning behind them saying no to Square was because they didn't want to see like what's happening with the Dragon Quests and the older Final Fantasies and stuff just being remade and pushed out the door.
Yeah. Which, sadly, I think the mergers are going to keep going, and I think that's what's going to be the norm, because especially if game costs keep going up, because the little publishers, the little guys, little developers aren't going to be able to afford to market their game, to get it out there and get their name out there with new IPs and all that stuff. And it's just not going to happen. I mean,
right.
Games cost millions of dollars.
They need the bigger names to help, you know, fund them and get the word out that their game is there. And it's exactly what you said with the rising development costs. It's not going to stop. These smaller studios are all going to end up, you know, being absorbed by, you know, the larger publishers and stuff, so that they can, and they'll just be part of, you know, they'll just be a development team on that, for that publisher.
And I don't mind that. I mean, as long as they keep their independence and they just absorb them, like, okay, listen, make your game. Here's a budget, and they give them a reasonable budget. That's fine. Cause I mean, a lot of companies are outsourcing anyways. Like, we have Digital Extremes doing BioShock for PS3 under 2K. Like, 2K doesn't own Digital Extremes.
Right.
They don't know whatever. They're just doing the game for them, and Digital Extremes is still like an independent developer. So that's a cool way of dealing with things too, because you're still getting the budget. You're still getting the big budget, but you're not actually owned by the company. But then again, I don't know what the legal ramifications are with that. I'm not sure if that's just like,
The one thing that worries me a lot with the way things are going is that I don't want to see things like what's happening with Ensemble. I don't want to see that kind of stuff happen with other good studios, because it's like Ensemble is it's a good studio. They don't put out shit, right? But they're dividing that team up and putting them in different spots, or there's going to be layoffs or whatever. And now you're taking this person who's used to working with this team and is comfortable working with this team on these types of games, and you're just going to throw them in on another team that may be working on who the hell knows what they're working on, you know?
Two things: that's work, that's business, that's life.
I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But Ensemble was they were made by Microsoft. That was always an internal development team. So it wasn't like they were on their own and then Microsoft went and bought them up. They were actually created like, well, at least I know Age of Empires, their first game, was published under Microsoft and they were owned at the time. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they were actually created inside Microsoft and Sovel Suits. I could be wrong though. So that's
and another, well, another perfect example then is Clover.
Oh God. Yeah.
That's super depressing to me because not only did they not get the advertising dollars they needed from Capcom
Okami at least.
Okami. Yeah. I mean, Okami didn't sell because nobody knew, you know, it's like you barely saw it. There were no commercials for it or anything.
No.
And then they just dissolved Clover and it just went away. And now there's this big stink about the Wii version not even having Clover's name on it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty sad. Situations like that happen. Then it comes out of just being a business. Like, either way, though, it would have been doom or gloom. Like, it would have been doom and gloom for that company either way. If they're independent, Okami still would have sold like shit. And it still would, they would have had to go bankrupt and that's it. At least this way, you have the talent still internally at Capcom one way or another. So there's still hope that something could happen. Like, with that same talent, or maybe they can get back together at some point. I know some of the people from the team left and started their own company or whatnot. But I mean, a situation like that, I don't think it would have made a difference whether they were dissolved or not. If they were independent, they still wouldn't have sold because they wouldn't have had the money to back it up.
Yeah.
And then Capcom seems to rely on their main franchises like most of the time, and they don't even put out that much advertising. They'll advertise like Devil May Cry and like, I don't know. Like, well, they did advertise Lost Planet and Dead Rising, so I don't know. I'm kind of wrong there.
And I see that's, I just don't want to see like some of these smaller development studios that we know puts out a quality product get absorbed and then get dissolved.
There's a chance there that they might get absorbed and actually do a lot better.
Well, no. I'm okay with them getting absorbed as long as, you know, they do it's well. Not like one of these things where it's like, hey, you know, we'll do this, this, and this, and then they don't do any of it. It's like, you know, if you're going to say that you're going to buy this company and you're going to support them and you're going to help them sell their product, then do that. You know, don't make false claims and then just end up, you know.
So don't absorb a company to crush them. Absorb a company to take advantage of them, basically, in a good way.
Right. Well, and to help them take advantage of their talents.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
That's the lesser of the two evils, I guess.
Yes. Exactly.
Cool.
So there's definitely pros and cons to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, as much as we kind of focused on the cons, I do think that in the long run, like moving forward, I think we're seeing a lot more of those pros coming out.
Yeah.
Especially considering it is getting a lot more common because of the rise in cost of development and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that that trend continues that development studios and companies that do merge, they get to keep their independence and just, you know, it's a team venture as far as how they handle advertising and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. So, I mean, 100%. I mean, this is always a business decision. You know, it seems, and there's few and far between. Are there companies that actually merge together for the sake of, you know, like a collaborative effort?
Mm-hmm.
The only like recent example that I can think of is CCP, who does like EVE Online, the MMO for PC, and White Wolf Games. Mm-hmm. They're putting out an MMO soon, within a couple of years or so, called World of Darkness, I think. So it's like a White Wolf IP, you know, combined with, you know, the CCP's experience in the MMO realm. You know, neither would really be able to do the game by themselves without the other. So that is cool to see.
Who's publishing for them, do you know? Or are they self-publishing?
I think they're self.
Huh. Yeah, I think White Wolf could handle that.
Yeah,
but cool. But yeah, White Wolf is here, aren't they?
Yeah, in Atlanta. Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
CCP and another thing. Norway or something, Iceland. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
I was gonna say another thing. If developers could do, if they don't want to be absorbed, is just make some good games, get signed on as like a developer for hire. Like, I don't. Does Square own Triace or does like I know Square definitely doesn't own Level 5.
No.
Mm-mm. And because Level 5, because isn't White Knight Chronicles, that's going to be, so? Isn't that published by Sony?
Yes.
So, I mean, they're doing a bunch of games signed by their, like, they're kind of like basically a developer for hire.
Yeah,
in a way.
Pretty much, you're right. and that's exactly what they are. They're a development studio and
hired coders. You know,
Yes.
And they will develop for whoever except for Microsoft, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, true Fantasy Online, that kind of ruined
it. Oh, yeah, I know. After Fantasy Online, it's like,
yeah. Fuckers.
So that being said, before we like wrap up, do you guys have any companies that, A, you would want to see absorbed or at least taken up to get games more recognition by them? Or is there a developer that, B, you would never want to see absorbed at all because you're happy the way things are?
I would have liked... Go ahead.
Mine's real quick. Capcom SNK. I would love to see their stuff integrated more. I mean, we still, we do have the Capcom versus SNK games,
mm-hmm.
but I'd love, I don't know.
So you'd want one of the
whole collaborative effort, yeah. I think.
Okay. So like a total merge or just?
Yeah, total merge.
Yeah. I think that would be a really good move for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen Working Designs get absorbed.
Oh yeah,
by someone because they. I mean, I honestly think that they were just doing their thing as like it was a second job for them.
Yeah,
you know, and I would have loved to have seen them get bought and
I'm surprised
funded.
Sega never did, honestly.
Yeah, the whole relationship with Sega went sour, just like it mm-hmm. went sour with Sony there at the end. And it's one of those situations where. You know, Working Designs wanted to do things their way and Sony said no and they said, fuck you. So I would have liked to have seen someone that could have had more of a push. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen them buy Working Designs and I would have liked to see more from them before they got screwed.
Can I time out on that one? Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I mean, mm-hmm. wasn't Working Designs more of a publisher than a developer? I mean, they did conversions.
Well, yes, but they were more of a
localization stuff.
They did more localization work.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they, you know, it's still a development studio at its heart. You know, they still have to do work on.
I'm not disputing that they put heart and soul into the localization and.
Yeah, they don't actually create the games, but they go out there and
they pick which ones to bring over,
can.
And they were pretty smart about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They.
I just don't know where a team like that would fit into a bigger company. I guess. I don't know.
That's true. Unless someone like Square were to take them up and be like, hey, here's some RPGs we would like to bring to US. Here you go and do it.
Yeah,
there's several companies that could have done that.
Because that's a good example. Because mine that I kind of want to see absorbed at the same time I don't is Atlus. Because they have some damn good games that I think if they got some marketing, would do a lot better and get some sequels.
No,
because none of their games sell enough to get a lot of sequels, except for Persona. That's basically
Persona is the only one that sells really well.
The Shin Megami Tensei. I don't know if that's what it's called. The series, whatever. But that's the only one that sells like really well all the time. Not really well, but somewhat. And the Odin Sphere sold like balls. Mm-hmm. Great game.
But it's such a fantastic game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what you're. That's a very good point. You know, if they had some more backing, they probably could have sold that game much better than it did.
Exactly, yeah. And the games are gorgeous. I think a lot of the reason they just take risks because they're independent, but they don't sell too much. They keep their... looks like they keep their development costs relatively low because they're not doing anything totally flashy. I mean, and they're still developing for PS2. I don't think they've yet... Well, they made that one game or two games for 360, which basically look like PS2 games anyway. And they're not even that good. So it's probably like not even their ace guys doing it. But I wouldn't mind them getting absorbed. Get a little push, give them a little bit more money to work with. But at the same time, their games are just kind of so niche. And as long as they're still out there, that's mm-hmm. fine with me. But I'm just afraid that because it's this generation, I don't think we will see that big next gen version of Persona or an Odin Sphere type game. Like I want to see a 360 PS3 killer looking 2D like fighter or action adventure game or like side scroll like one. That would be just awesome. Just super cool. HD. Yeah.
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 Your Persona's getting an MMO.
Yes, I actually did read that today, actually.
That's pretty cool.
What was that?
Persona's MMO. Getting an MMO.
Oh, yeah. I read that, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Probably going to bomb, but yeah, it's getting it.
So do we have a final call? Do we have a final Canadian call?
If I were to be asked a week ago, not a week ago, like 2 years ago. What's that?
I totally saw that coming.
That's the final Canadian call.
Final Canadian call? 2 years ago, I would say totally down with the mergers, not cool. Let them be. But I think nowadays, I think the way that they're working out, it's actually working out for both the gamers and the industry. go for it, because I don't think they're not doing it now to take over for the sake of taking over, except for in certain situations. I say go for it. I think it's giving littler developers a helping hand and getting their games out there for the most part.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd rather not see the hostile type takeovers like what EA was trying to do with Take-Two. Yeah. But you know, the friendly, hey, we want to buy you, kind of like what Square did with Tecmo, and when Tecmo said no, they kind of backed off. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of thing I wouldn't mind seeing. It's like, you know, give the developer or, you know, give the studio the opportunity to say, you know, no, tell them why it would be an advantage to do that. And if they decide not to, they decide not to. It's their it's their choice.
Hey, a good example of where it did help a developer one way, more in sales, more than anything, but Pandemic, Mercenaries 1 didn't sell that great at all. And Mercs 2 got a shitload of hype, big marketing. And it looks like it's selling very, very well. And
the game itself is selling a lot better than the other one did.
Yeah. And the game it's not supposed to be like the greatest game ever, but it's pretty much Mercs 1 with a little bit of a facelift and more bugs. But just because of that, EA let them do their thing. And there you go.
Did EA buy them? Did they merge?
Yeah, they came over at the same time BioWare did, because apparently they were. Yeah, there's something. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Cool. Jason, what's your verdict?
I think you're both naive as hell. It's all about the monies.
It is all about the monies.
And stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I just think, I don't know. That's what I think. It's all about the money. That's why I think if it doesn't happen, it's just these little developers are going to go under.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot harder for these smaller developers to survive in future generations of gaming consoles. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see what happens.
We need Steam for PlayStation and Xbox, and we'll be okay. Independent developers releasing on there. Are we going back to the open standard for consoles? No, we're not.
Shit. Good luck with that.
Jason. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well,
any more emails, Jason?
That.
No, we don't have time for emails, do we?
No,
so
we don't.
So all you people who wrote in, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We couldn't get to them this week, but...
The 30th.
Yeah, we got about 12 more emails on the subject, but
yeah, know, something like that.
Yeah. All right, let's do some new releases real quick. There's a whole lot of shit coming out. Mm-hmm. Is getting Rebel Raiders, which is some sort of futuristic jet combat game that came out on the PS2 like 2 years ago. Apparently
rated really bad.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Force Unleashed is next week.
Cool.
TNA Impact, Kids Sports.
Oh, sorry, I have to chime in on TNA Impact. I don't like wrestling games, so I don't know a good one from a bad one, to tell you the truth. But I went to the local video game store coming home today, and I almost picked up Infinite Discovery, but that's a totally different story. Because TNA just came out, I guess, last week or today or something like that, or on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the guy who owns the store basically told me a guy bought TNA, went home, came back an hour later, and begged him to give them a refund because the game was that bad and they
wow.
it. So they have a used copy of it right now on their thing. So the day it came out, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So apparently it's not too good, but wrestling fans, hey, I don't know.
Never know.
Yeah. I thought that was
speaking of crazy.
It's not too often.
Kids Sports Crazy Golf.
Oh, that's good.
Zoo Hospital.
You're no Jeff, Chris.
I know. I can't deal with the Canadians. They, you know, they're much better at the transition than I am.
Right.
Got more time to think about them.
And Igor. So that is for the Wii. For the DS, we have D. Gata Defenders.
The movie, animated movie.
What's that?
Cusack. Igor.
Igor, yeah, from the animated film.
There we go.
Dragon Quest IV.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drawn to Life, SpongeBob SquarePants Edition. Igor, Unsolved Crimes, My Secret World by Imagine, Red Bull BC1.
My Secret World.
Yeah, wonderful. This is a game seriously put out by Red Bull.
Really?
And, I had to look it up. It's apparently a breakdancing game, and you have to draw like these geometric shapes to bust out increasingly fresh dance moves. I'm like,
I hope they're stocking up on the Fizz Bitch.
Yeah. So, moving on. Animal Paradise, Star Wars Force Unleashed, and Happy Cooking Coach. 360 is getting Armored Core.
As opposed to, you know, the Hell's Kitchen.
Very true. That was last week. Armored Core for answer.
Yes.
Battle Fantasia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pure.
Oh, that's coming out next week?
Yeah, it's coming out next week.
Oh, dude.
And Force Unleashed. PS3 is also getting Armored Core 4 Answer, Pure, and Force Unleashed.
Check out Pure, peoples. It's awesome.
Yeah, I need to download that demo now.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Sorry.
PS2, Speed Racer, Star Wars Force Unleashed, Pac-Man Power Pack, which apparently has Pac-Man World 2 and 3, and Pac-Man World Rally. Who gives a shit? Oh, sorry. Naruto Ultimate Collection and Namco Classic Fighting Collector.
Hey, man, I don't know. I know that Ultimate Ninja Storm game's good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not in the collection there, no. Jason. Namco Classics Fighter Collection. I'm not sure what's in there. I'll have to look that up before we close out.
Yeah, please do.
PSP, Star Wars Force Unleashed, and B-Boy, which I think we've mentioned like 3 weeks ago or something like that.
No.
Hey, I have some PC titles on here. How about that?
What?
Stalker Clear Sky is coming out for PC next week. Mm-hmm. That's Pure. Popular.
Yep.
Warhammer Online, Age of Reckoning, and Crisis Warhead.
Those are all pretty good releases. If I was at a PC that could run any of those, I'd probably be excited.
Yeah, there's a lot more. There's a lot more shit coming out on PC too. I picked out the ones that I thought were worth mentioning.
Yeah.
So there you go. But that is your new release list.
Not bad.
The titles next week probably to look for: Force Unleashed, Dragon Quest IV, mm-hmm. Battle Fantasia. If you like fighters.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys are looking forward to?
I don't want to rub it in, but what you're looking forward to? Armored Core.
Armored Core. I love the Armored Core those series. Games and this one's fucking too. Co-op online.
That's pretty
love
cool.
Love them.
I was gonna say I don't want to rub it in, but I'm gonna be picking up Rock Band. I'm gonna be getting Rock Band 2 tomorrow. So I'll let you guys know how it is on Sunday.
Huh. Actually, when this comes out, you will have gotten it yesterday.
I guess so. What?
However,
you just
that
want to edit the podcast this week, Jeff, and just give us a quick update, splice it in.
Sure, yeah, why not?
Send us a little voicemail and we'll put it in at the end.
Put it in there. When's the actual release date for that? Is it Tuesday?
I think it's Sunday.
Oh, is it Sunday? Oh, then it doesn't really matter. So yeah, fuck it. I'll be playing at the same time as all you guys because realistically I won't be able to play until Saturday night. So,
well, we're not going to be playing it because we have the PS3 version.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that too. That sucks.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't have to wait a month.
True.
All right. Jason, why don't you take it away? I know we got some other emails.
We do, actually. We've got a little bit of a... Chris, do you want to read this one? Because I think it's just kind of addressed to you. It's kind of a love letter of sorts.
Oh, no. Has Dizzy already moved on from me?
No, no.
From Jason to me?
No.
I was going to say that little slut.
This one's from MBP, otherwise known as Mrs. Bitch Pig.
What do you do, Chris?
She says, hey, boys, I thought I would send you a quick note letting you know I love the show. I've been trying to catch up on podcasts with Scott. Scott is, you know, welcome to the goo. Scott Sauer. He was on our show. Do you guys remember Scott? Ring a bell.
Oh, right.
Of course, don't you
him.
Know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember him.
Okay. Let me know who he is afterwards. Anyway, and I just said, and I'm just getting back from vacation. I just listened to episode 41 and loved it. Great discussion.
Thank you.
As Scott likes to tell everyone, I'm not a big gamer, but I try and take a little bit of interest in him. Wink. I don't know what that is implying, if he should take more interest in her or I don't know. So I started listening to you guys and PS Nation and obviously the goo, but
because you have to.
I just wanted to tell you guys how much I love the show. Always great discussion and always great laughs. And in parentheses, Chris, I love your laugh. It makes me laugh every time.
Okay. I think this is actually going back to when I was on their show and I told her husband that he has a dorky laugh.
I think she's just and accent.
Me back for that. Oh, who said that?
Someone snuck in there. I'll find them for you, Scott. That's just wrong. I'll find
whoever did that. Okay. Anyway, she just wanted to get a little shout out, let you guys know that we have a great dynamic. And we have just a great show in general. And now you have a great big spot in my heart. Thank you. Can't wait to meet you guys hopefully soon, or at least at MGC, Midwest Gaming Conference. Peace out, side Sarah, also known as the cute bitch pig.
I do think we need to, well, I need to clear something up.
Oh, boy.
MGC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. MGC is happening in March of 2009, which is also when I am getting married. So, unfortunately, I will not be there. I don't know if Jason and Jeff, I don't know if you guys are going to be going. But
I can't go there without Papa Shino. What would we do?
What the fuck ever, man.
I know. What would we do? Have fun?
I was really hoping to go because when they were talking about MGC this past time, it happened to be in March as well. And I was talking to Glenn about it. And Glenn was saying, actually, it's really early this year. It's usually in June. And I was like, oh, well, if that's the case, I'll be able to come next year. Mm-hmm. And turns out they want to keep it in March. So I am going to be unable to go.
Poopy.
Well, we'll figure stuff out.
Yeah, we will do our best. We do want to get up into that area. I mean, I know that Jason has friends and family up in that area anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly is it?
Wisconsin.
Oh, right? Wisconsin.
Near Milwaukee, yeah.
Yeah. So we are planning on it. It's in the works. We're trying to figure out a time to get up there. It's just, it's a matter of time.
We're going to postpone Chris's wedding, or they're going to have their honeymoon there.
We might actually have their wedding on our podcast.
We're going to have the wedding at MGC, okay?
Midwest Gaming Classic. I'm sorry. I messed that up before. Anyway.
We're going to have the wedding at MGC, and all the music is going to be video game music. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Totally kidding.
And there'll be cosplaying. I shouldn't have said that now. I should have waited. I was trying to transition there, but we haven't done all the mail. So we'll edit that in afterwards.
There you go. I'll see if I can work some magic on that one.
All right. So anyway, we got one more email, and you guys might be familiar with this tune by now. Let's see.
And now it's time for another edition of
Random Questions from Aces High.
In case everyone is curious, random is actually in the song title.
Yes.
So it makes sense now. Got it.
Right. And they say random. That's why it's funny, too.
Yeah.
Right. It all comes together full circle.
Yeah. Random. Yeah, we can hear it.
Random questions from Aces High. Hello, guys. Well, it's time for some more random questions. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Question number one. What is your best personal bowling score?
Oh, my God.
Jeff, go.
I honestly don't know. Lately, I suck. I'd say like 129. Like, I'm terrible.
That's Jason, pretty go good. Ahead.
Dude, I don't know. When was the last time I went bowling? It was for someone's like going away party. And I think I may have almost hit triple digits. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Yeah, I usually don't. So.
Okay. I have to be the asshole in the group.
Yeah.
You actually bowl though, don't you?
Yeah. My highest
score. Oh, sorry. What?
My highest score is a 269.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, I had a pretty good night that night.
Yeah.
I had a great night, man. I scored a 269 in bowling.
If you know what I mean. And bowling.
269. Yeah.
And then there were 2 for 69 later that night, too.
That's okay.
Hey-o. All right, question number two. Do you enjoy a Nicolas Cage or a Vin Diesel movie? Crisco.
Yes. I have to admit that I did enjoy Pitch Black, and I also did enjoy Chronicles of Riddick. And I love The Rock. I think it's a great movie.
I'm with you on there. I love The Rock. I absolutely love The Rock as a movie. I don't know why Bruckheimer makes shitty films usually. But I fucking hate Nicolas Cage. Oh my God.
Totally forgot the name of it now.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
No.
He's the only one that he was like tolerable in for some reason for me.
He was good in Matchstick, man. If you guys
actually, there was one that he was in.
He was good in that
where he sold guns.
Oh, that's Lord of War?
Lord of War.
He's always that the same guy in every movie. It just depends on what he's doing. I'm Nicolas Cage selling guns. I'm Nicolas Cage. I'm an action hero. I'm Nicolas Cage. I'm a con artist.
Nicolas Cage is the new Keanu Reeves. That's
that's his newest one, Bangkok Whores Bangkok or something.
Yeah, China. It's a weird fucking name.
Like his hair plugs Bangkok are like Detroit extremely visible.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you're not fooling anybody. Bangkok
tolerable. I don't know. Is it a question of who we tolerate? Like, do we tolerate them, period? Or
no, do you like a movie with them in it?
Well, it just says, do you enjoy and Nicolas Cage or Vin Diesel movie?
Yeah.
The punctuation like and grammar isn't right.
It depends. If it's one or, I'd probably prefer Nicolas Cage, I think, because Vin Diesel's just atrocious in some things. But yeah, I'd say, yeah, every once in a while, there's a time for Vin Diesel and Nicolas Cage. Depends, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Vin Diesel wins by default for me. Okay. question number three, Lemonheads or Red Hots?
Red Hots.
What's I don't know what the Jeff? Fuck you're talking about.
Holy shit, you don't have them up in Canada?
Really?
Oh, are they the like the hot tamales type things? Like the
yeah, Red Hots yeah, would
Red
be
Hots
like
are the
tamale.
Cinnamon, the hot cinnamon candy.
Well, yeah, then the lemon, and they have the, are the yeah. Sorry? Lemonheads would be like lemon. And there's another one too, isn't there?
Well, Lemonheads are like
tropical.
I don't know. Well,
we have Mike and Ike. Are they like those?
Not the Lemonheads. No, the Lemonheads are spherical and they're not as chewy.
They're spherical.
More hard shell candy.
Then if it's more hard shell, I'd probably sway away from those. I'd probably go with the Red Hots.
Okay.
I have never even had them.
All the way. I dig them.
Cool.
No, I don't like cinnamon or any of that shit.
Love it.
No. I love that shit. It's good. Do you guys have cherry blasters over there?
Cherry blasters? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm so sending you guys cherry blasters and all dressed chips. Oh, they're awesome.
I had a buddy that subscribed to that site.
We need one.
Moving on. No, that's it for random questions from Aces High. Thank you once again, sir. Let's keep the tradition going. This is awesome.
Yeah, I know. I love getting these questions. They're awesome.
I like getting all questions. Ask us like just right in. We like getting emails from everyone. Doesn't matter what it's about.
And actually, I wanted to say that I meant to say this last week and I forgot. Mm-hmm. But we would really love to hear from some people that have not emailed the show before, whether it be for the question of the week or just anything. You know, we like getting emails from new people. So, you know, if you've never emailed the show and you've been thinking about it, send us an email. Don't worry about it.
Chances are we'll read it.
That's right. All right, we should probably talk about how different next week is going to be.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be there, guys. So the show's just, I don't know how you guys are going to do it.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be canceled. But we are planning on doing at least one thing. I'm not going to say anything else to that. But next week is AWA, so we will not be recording normally on Thursday as we do. We're not sure when we're going to be recording, actually. But unfortunately, because of the logistics of the situation with us being at the convention and Jeff not being able to make it, Jeff probably will not be on the show, but we're hoping to have a guest or two. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. We also don't know when we're going to be able to release the show next week. So you know, you may not see the show out on Monday. It may be Tuesday by the time you get it or something like that. But bear with us. This week is going to be a little hectic for us. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on, and Jason and I are going to be up to our ears in work. So we're going to do the best we can. And you know, we'll get the stuff that we have planned for you out as soon as we can.
Name.
What, Jeff?
Nothing.
Just plotting out all the crossword puzzles he's going to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Backlog, here I come. For 2 hours on Thursday night.
Well, with that, we do have a question of the week. Because we're going to a convention, we want to know, have you ever cosplayed before? If you have, who, where, what convention? And why? Why'd you pick that character?
Now, technically, everyone could say yes, because does Halloween count?
If it was a video game character, I'll accept that.
Okay.
I also
have you ever dressed up pictures. As a video game character? There you go.
I highly encourage pictures.
Yes, mm-hmm. highly encourage, and we will post them on the site. Unless you ask us not
to see all the people dressed as Cloud and other mid-drift Final Fantasy characters. Right. You told me not to say that on the air, but...
Have you ever dressed up as Sephiroth and did it get you laid?
And by how many women?
By a woman.
By a woman, exactly.
All right. Well, you can send your answers to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail via Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions @gmail.com. Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays. Tell a few friends about us that you know that you think might enjoy the show. Send us an iTunes review if you have a few minutes. And don't forget our Facebook group.
I won't.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Go buy Zombie Panic.
I'm not
going
to be there next week.
Oh, Zombie Panic, the mod for Half-Life.
Yes, Half-Life 2.
That's right.
Gotcha.
You know what? I think there is one for Half-Life 1, but it sucks.
Oh.
Go for the Half-Life 2 mod. Zombie Panic Source. Cool. Zombiepanic.org. Go. Also, Scott, I'm just giving you shit. I don't think your wife's hitting on Chris.
Definitely not.
And I really don't think your accent is dorky.
You're actually... kind of do. We talked about this offline. Scott is on our list of favorite people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have actually put out there that he is welcome on the show whenever he wants to be. So we love
him. But that also means that we get to bust his nuts every once in a while.
That's right.
It's a trade-off.
Cool. Yeah. Any last-minute things before we wrap up?
Zombie Panic.
Cherry blasters and all dress chips.
How about
I'll send you guys
chips?
Some to take on there? Your trip.
Cool. You guys have like higher sugar content.
Yeah, we got
bars and stuff.
We have ridiculous stuff like that here. It's retarded.
Yeah.
None of it's government regulated. That's fine.
Right.
Our government likes to throw their weight around. They're worse than EA. well, with that, hope you enjoyed the show. And until next week, play your games. And I am Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And I am Jeff, the guy not going to Iowa. Or AWA. AWA. Fuck you guys.
Anime Weekend Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
That'd be a good one. Jerks.